We're gonna run out of wine. We haven't even started the good stuff yet. It's okay, we've got plenty of time. So pull up a comfortable chair, baby, and put on those records that drive me crazy. You look so good in this light. Oh yeah, you look like nothing but mine. I wanna love you like the world's gonna stop till the very last second, last tick of that clock. I'm gonna slow it all down and then take you from 0 to 10.
And with today's episode, we're actually doing a part two of the pain and drugs, because I actually have a something that I was going to talk about, because I ended up finding out that this new pain clinic that I was going to go to, I can't go to it for some odd reason. Seems kind of weird if you ask me, but hey, what do you know? Anyway, so today, there was actually a real bad accident. I believe it was last night or today. Somebody had collided with an ambulance, and the ambulance eventually actually went down to the into the river on its side, which I was just amazed, you know, because I was like, oh my lord, you know. And it was just like, wow, really? And I'll tell you what, it's like, it was just like, wow, like, really? You know, I couldn't believe it. And I'll actually pull that up for you. Here, I just gotta find it here. Man dies after. Wait a minute, maybe it was somebody. Oh, it was yesterday. Okay. It was in Maple Grove Township. A 21-year-old Burtman has died after he was in a crash with an ambulance Monday morning in Saginaw County. The Michigan State Police responded at 6:25 a.m. in the intersection of Gary and Lincoln Road. A mobile response ambulance ran a stoplight and collided with a Chevy Impala being driven by the Burtman. Wow, like, I was actually just amazed. This man was taken to a local hospital, was initially listed critical condition, but later died. Ran through a guardrail and down 25 feet rock bank onto Misty Gay Creek. Holy shit, that's where my aunt lives. And landed on its side in the water. Yeah, it was about right, you know, wrist deep. The men in the ambulance were suffering from hypothermia when the emergency responders got to them. Police did not know how long they were in the water before help arrived. Jeez. That's why you gotta always watch out. You know, you always gotta watch out for them ambulances. You know, I mean, it's just like, holy Jesus. Like, wow. Like, you know, literally, like, just went over on its side. I do remember hearing sirens last night. And I was like, whoa, I wonder what that's about, you know? And it was just like, ho, 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 you know? But yes, we are going to do part two of drugs and pain. And the reason why is because I was supposed to go to a new pain clinic. Another thing that we were doing, that I was going to do with it, I haven't even checked yet. But it was just like, holy Jesus, you know, and, boy, oh boy, trying to see something here. Ah, my mouse is not wanting to work. I could have been done by this already. Let's switch accounts. Nope. Okay, just checking it, and I haven't checked it since, so it's like, oh, okay. But no, no, the reason why I want to do part two is because I wanted to talk about the story that I was going to talk about the other day, and, you know, it was kind of personal, but, you know, it's like, you know, it needs to come out. Okay, so here's how it all started, okay? All right, I had been, I've been a chronic pain patient for, you know, at least 12, 13 years. And, you know, and it was just like, holy Jesus, you know. You know, and when I did that, you know, when I found out that there was just a lot of pain, you know, like that, you know, it was devastating, but, you know, I mean, eventually you get over it, you know. And, so, you know, for all these years, they basically did, you know, it was like they were trying to, you know, trying to figure out and, you know, they were just trying to figure out the pain, and, you know, when they had finally, you know, when they finally figured it out, it was just like, you know, and, you know, and it was just like, when they started, when it started getting to, you know, a certain point, they did eventually go ahead and, you know, they were trying everything they could, and it just wasn't happening. And, you know, and that was, like, the only thing, you know, the only problem I had was, you know, trying to figure out, you know, pain control and, you know, and when it was just like, come on, you know, you know, we just tried everything we could, and eventually we did get it, you know, we did, you know, start getting into it, and, you know, trying, you know, a lot of different things, and, you know, and eventually that's what did happen, and, we did, you know, once we had started getting everything down, and, you know, like all the pain, and, you know, control and all that, that was when we had decided to basically focus on getting the pain under control, so they started on opiates. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people think it's, oh, yeah, you know, that's just, no, you have no idea what it's like to be on them, to be honest. I've been on them for, you know, 3-4 years, and, you know, it was like, okay, you know, and, you know, we had did them, and they worked amazing. You know, I couldn't believe it. And, but then when we did, you know, you know, I just tried to, you know, basically, you know, have to keep taking these every day, and every day, and every day. And then eventually you get that tolerance built up, and, you know, and it was like, holy Jesus, you know, and when we finally did, you know, it eventually became to where the, you know, the, you know, the, sorry, you were trying to eat everything. You know, it was just like, holy Jesus. Come here. Come here. Hey, I know, it's bedtime. Oh!
Oh, Jesus, you're heavy.
He's a heavy little bugger now. And, yeah, we just tried to, you know, keep masking the pain, and every time we tried and tried, it just didn't seem like it was going to work, and eventually, you know, when they stopped working because of the dependency issue, you know, and then they don't work. So, you know, it was like, you know, then we tried pot. Yeah, okay. And this went for a while. Well, before this, so let me back up a bit, okay? I ended up dating this one chick that basically I was forced, I was basically given an ultimatum. It was either her or the pain meds, or I stopped taking pain meds. And I fell for it. And you know, and then after that I was miserable. You know, because I'm not able to be out of pain. I'm back in pain now. And, you know, as that happened, you know, we grew apart. And part of it was because, you know, it wasn't like an addiction, but it was just like, you know, they're not working. I gotta take more. And after that, that's what happened. And, you know, so since that happened, she don't really talk to me all that much anymore, and I don't really give a fuck. I know this is education clean, but yeah, they didn't have the right topic that I wanted. I couldn't find it, at least. You know, you know, it just, you know, you know, I was just miserable, you know. And so since then, it's like, you know, I had went to pot for a while because it was basically her or I get rid of my pain scripts, pretty much. And I did. Like I said, I fell for it. And, you know, and that's how it was. And lo and behold, I'm screwed now, all because of this person. And so, since it was like that, I ended up I went and got my pain meds redone. And, oh my lord, she decided I basically dropped dirty. And now I'm kicked out of that pain clinic. Well, let go. I wanted to go to this new one. And guess what? It basically screwed me over. Now there's nothing that they can do for whatever reason, I don't know. And, you know, it's just like, oh my god. Okay, I'm just trying to write something and it's like, ah. You know, so now it's like, okay, you know, we're kind of screwed, but hey. You know, so, you know, so it's kind of made me mad ever since then. And every day it's like, you know, the pain that I had to endure being with her, it goes away daily. I mean, every day it just, you know, gets a little better. But it's like the hatred I have is just so high. Because how can somebody make those decisions and basically give them like an ultimatum? And that's what I didn't get. You know, so, but it's not that I hate her, it's nothing to do with that, you know, you know, it's just, you know, it's basically just, you know, trying to, you know, keep, you know, I mean, if you're going to be with somebody that has these type of problems, you know, you gotta find solutions to the problems. And that's what always happened, is it just seemed like, you know, she put her and her parents first, and it just me, whatever. didn't seem to care. And it's like, okay, I understand part of that. Like I said, some of it I do get. But when, you know, when you make somebody feel that down, you know, and that shit, you know, that's horrible. You know, it is. And, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, there's not a day that don't go by that I don't miss her, but I just don't think that our relationship would ever work after, even after all this. Just because it's not that I wouldn't want it to work, but it's like, you know, I want, you know, I want somebody that can, you know, be able to help me with my problems and be there. And it's just like, that's where I think everything got screwed up. And, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, you gotta be kidding me. You know, you're gonna sit here and say we're getting back together, and the next thing you know, nothing. You know, you're gonna dump me again. And, you know, I think that's a lot of it's just aggravated me, for most part. And, you know, and I think that's just like what it is, that, you know, that's why, and I think a lot of it is just why I don't really like the fact that, you know, being in relationships, not that it's not right, but it's just, I think, like I say, I think some of these problems that people experience or people have are, you know, they're really just, you know, they cause more problems than they really need to be honest. I've never been one that has really judged anybody. You know, I've always tried to, you know, be there and, you know, try to appreciate, you know, just trying to, you know, try to understand their problems and, you know, and, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, and that's, and I think that's a lot of where I've gone wrong. Is because, you know, it's because either I'm picking the wrong people or I'm just not able to, you know, get the ones that I need. You know, that I, you know, like the positive people and, you know, the ones that are able to, you know, that are able to, you know, try to be supportive. And I think a lot of that is really what caused it, you know, and that's, and like I say, you know, part of it could be me, you know, I mean, it could be a lot of different things, but, you know, that's why I try to stay positive on everything, and try to understand, you know, how they feel, and, you know, what they're feeling. Because, you know, there are times where, you know, people, you know, they do have a hard time, you know, with people, you know, trying to, you know, trying to, you know, get through the hard times. And, you know, and I think that's just a lot of, you know, where, you know, my problems come in. But, you know, and I don't blame them. That's, like I said, I don't blame anybody. You know, it's, a lot of it was my fault that, you know, this was created. And that's kind of where I feel that my, you know, my fault is. You know, and that's just, you know, so it's, you know, kind of a big issue, and that's why I just try to, you know, just I just try to deal with it as I go. And, you know, I just try not to let things bother me that much. And, you know, just let people be, you know, who they are. And I think that's where a lot of it does come in. So it's like, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, that's why I just try not to really deal with all the situations and everything that I've had, and, you know, I just try to deal with, you know, I just try to deal with my problems only, and, you know, I'm just writing a quick status. So, I was thinking I could do, I don't seem to have, I thought I had a few. I was gonna see about doing some calls, but I can't seem to find my numbers here. You know, it's kind of weird. So yeah. Well, I'll have to wait a little bit and see. I had a couple people in mind, but but yeah, so anyway, okay, so we're off the one subject. Okay, so we're off the drugs and pain. That part two's completed for now. We might go back into that area later in time. Now it was just kind of, you know, just whatever. You know, just because of the fact that, you know, nothing, not that it's really a big issue. You know, just, you know, I've never really, like I say, this is kind of different. I'm used to, you know, being, you know, in front of a camera and, you know, so this is a little bit different. Ooh, excuse me. Holy Jesus. You know, so this is like a little different, you know, like, whoa, you know, I'm like right here in front of my computer. But yeah, so you know, we're going to do some short ones, you know, under an hour, just to see how this goes. And then we'll probably end up doing more later on, you know, when these kind of get a little bit better. And, you know, I just wanted to touch in on that subject a little bit more because of everything that I've been hearing and, you know, and some people I've been talking to. That's why I wanted to do interviews. You know, with some of them, you know, so that way it's like I can hear what people, you know, what people are doing and what they, you know, what they learned or heard, you know, any type of thing, you know. I just try to, you know, I just try to deal with, you know, some of the stuff that goes on and, you know, and just try to just move on with life and, you know, you know, it's just all I've been trying to do for quite a while. And I think a lot of it is, you know, just trying to deal with, you know, a lot of the, you know, a lot of everything that's been going on. And so I think a lot of it's kind of gone back and forth. And wrong thing there. you know, so it's kind of how it's, you know, how it's been go, you know, been going on. And you know, but yeah, it, you know, it's hard being in pain and, you know, dealing with, you know, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the, you know, struggles in life, and, you know, and I think that's kind of where a lot of it has been part of, a lot of it, I think, has been kind of part of my issue, you know, because it's just like, you know, I'm trying to do one thing, you know, I'm, you know, especially when you're trying to be there for somebody, and, you know, they make it hard, basically, and, you know, it's like they're just, you know, they're not with you 100%, and, you know, and that's kind of how it's been for, you know, the last, you know, last bit of time, and, you know, so that's kind of where we've just been trying to, you know, deal with a lot of things, and, you know, trying, you know, trying to definitely deal with, you know, a lot of the depression that's been coming along with it, and, because I've been, you know, it's like I said, I've been, you know, I deal with a lot of other things besides what I deal with, and, you know, or what everybody knows, you know, so it's like, you know, and I, and that's why I think, you know, some of this goes, and we're trying to, you know, we're just trying to do what we can, you know, and, yeah, so, you know, you know, and that's, you know, and that kind of goes into another issue that, you know, I was trying to go into a while back was, you know, when we're doing, you know, when we're trying to better ourselves and, you know, try to deal with, you know, trying to deal with our pain and a lot of our issues, you know, we're trying to, you know, better ourselves, and we just don't want people to, you know, sit and think, you know, oh, you know, that's just how it is, you know. You know, I've just been trying to, you know, I was doing a lot before all this, you know, when I had to deal with pain and, you know, the frustrations and, you know, a lot, and there's just a lot of things that just people don't know, you know, and it's like, and I don't tell a lot of people. Because, you know, it's just none of their, you know, I just don't want to have to, you know, have to explain it to people. You know, people should just know that there is a problem and that's it. You know, it's plain and simple. You know, I don't want to have to explain to them, oh, well, I've been hurting and I'm just too lazy to do this. No, it's because I have something wrong with me. You just don't see it. You know, you just hear about it, you know, and it's like I said, that's why I just think a lot of things people just been, you know, people are just too ignorant to hear, you know, and I don't blame them, you know, I really don't, you know, I just deal with it as I go, and my kitty is getting into something, but I think we are going to end the show here. I'm going to, I'm definitely going to, like I say, you know, we'll get into longer, you know, longer episodes. I just want to see how well this is going to go and, you know, just try to deal with everything it is. And, you know, so I mean, like, people just bear with me here. Like I say, this is a whole new experience. So, you know. We will definitely get her going, and, you know,
get better at it. Like I say, it's, you know, it takes a while to deal with some of the things that we've had going on, and but yeah, you know, comment, like, rate, you know, definitely give me, you know, definitely take criticism. Hey, you know, that's how we do it. You know, so, but yeah, so anyway, I'm gonna go sign off. You guys just let me know what y'all want to hear for the next one, and we'll be good. So. Pause. Dream.